So then a large fire has broken out at South Africa's Parliament building in Cape Town. It's said to have started in offices, but flames have now spread to the National Assembly building. An emergency services spokesman says cracks have been forming in the building's walls.
We have the situation under control for now. We will be continuing with the investigation as to the cause of the fire. For now, where it is burning, we've contained the fire in the chambers of the National Council of Provinces. The fire is currently in the National Assembly chambers, where we are also busy to contain that. This is a very sad day for our democracy, because Parliament is the home of our democracy.
Well, let's get more on this from Gillian Wolfe, who joins us on the line from Cape Town. And Gillian, what are you hearing on the ground? What's the latest?
Hi, Nick. Yes, so the woman you just featured in your broadcast, I spoke with her, Patricia DeLille. She's the Minister of Public Works and former mayor here of Cape Town. And she told me that there's an investigation underway whereby they're speaking with the firefighting teams, the first responders, Parliament security and police in order to determine what the cause of the fire actually was, because they're unaware of that at the moment. But they're managing the situation. They've been able to contain the fire in the chambers of the National Council of Provinces, but it has spread to the National Assembly chambers, and that's what they're busy doing right now, is trying to get that under control. The fire ignited early this morning, and I'm being told that firefighters were on the scene within 4 minutes. There was about more than 30 of them, and they're doing everything that they can to get the fire under control. Thankfully, no one has been injured, and first responders have moved everyone as far away from the Parliament as possible until the fire is contained.
And Gillian, the building itself, a significant part of the city.
Yeah, that's true. So both institutions are super important institutions of democracy here in South Africa. The National Assembly, where the fire has spread to, is an iconic building here in South Africa. It's where the members of Parliament meet and debate, and they ask their questions to ministers. And it's where the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, also delivers his State of the Nation address. It's also very significant, as it's where Nelson Mandela was elected as the first president of South Africa's new democracy. So this is where he delivered his first address to the nation. And South Africa has also been addressed by many other heads of state in that building, including former President President Bill Clinton and other world leaders. So it's a place where the nation watches its democracy unfold and its democracy in action. And, of course, it's a monument that attracts many tourists from all over the world.
All right, Gillian, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thanks for that. Gillian Wolfe there, joining us from Cape Town.